This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. High interest rates are starting to affect farmland demand. Paul Shattuck, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Options for Farmers National Company, says the slowing demand first showed up at the end of last year.
We saw a little bit of a downturn or softening as we entered the fourth quarter. Nothing terribly dramatic, but the first thing we saw is some of those lower classes of land were maybe not getting bid on quite as strong and didn't have quite the buyer demand that the higher quality parcels did. But when we look at it overall and we look at who our land buyers have been the last 3 years, the operators still had pretty strong equity positions. The commodity markets were still up. Now we look at it and say, well, what's changed? Interest rates are up. Equity is not quite as strong as what it was. Commodities are still pretty strong, but then we look at inputs quite a bit higher. So definitely some dynamics have changed. So I would anticipate that we're going to continue to see some softening. I don't know that we're going to see anything drop dramatically.
Shattuck said FNC is still seeing strong demand for high quality farmland due to tight supplies and increased investor interest.
Those investors are not going to go pay a premium, but they're certainly going to help us hold that floor on value.
That's Paul Shattuck of Farmers National Company. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.